A New Zealander will go into bat as the new boss of world cricket after Auckland commercial lawyer Greg Barclay won a close ballot to become chair of the International Cricket Council. Mr. Barclay will end an 8-year stint with New Zealand cricket to take up one of the most influential posts in the sport. In his 2-year term at the ICC, he can expect the power struggle between the have and have-not nations to continue, along, of course, with riding out the disruption caused by COVID-19. And Greg Barclay's with us now. Kia ora.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Congratulations, you must be stoked.
Thank you. I'm relieved that the process has come to an end. That's what I am. So I guess we can reflect on things over the coming days. It all came with a bit of a rush, but as I said, good to have it behind us.
Indeed. Now, apparently you had the backing of India, Australia and England, some pretty big guns there in the ballot. So how much pressure are you going to feel to repay that?
I don't think I'll feel any pressure at all. There were 16 directors that voted for the candidates. It just happened that the directors that come from Australia, England and India decided that I was the preferred candidate for them. So there's no debt, no obligations that arise out of that. That was their decision in a democratic process. So I'm quite comfortable with the way things played out.
Do you feel any obligation to perhaps consider some of the smaller teams, perhaps New Zealand, who have had perhaps a smaller voice at that top level of cricket?
Yeah, I'm not sure that New Zealand or anyone else has had a lesser voice around there. I think what we need to recognise is that from a cricketing sense, England, Australia and India are powerful cricketing countries. They generate a lot of money and a lot of interest, and for countries to have the opportunity to play and to interact with those countries is really important. But around the table and in a broader cricketing sense, I think that all the voices have an opportunity and can be heard if they want to.
Why do you think you were chosen? Give us your elevator pitch.
Well, there are only two candidates, so I guess that it had to be one of us at the end of the day. I've had a reasonable period of time, both with New Zealand cricket and I've been 6 years in ICC director, so I guess that I've had a reasonable amount of experience, time to build up relationships for people to understand who I am and what I stand for. So I guess that they saw me as an experienced operator and, probably being a New Zealander, fairly reasonable, collaborative in my approach and able to get on with most people.
It's an interesting time to start with a pandemic raging around the world, which has somewhat upended the international schedule.
Yeah, absolutely. It will be challenging, and it's obviously challenging for all sporting codes across the globe. So, it won't be easy from that point of view. But the previous chair stood down at the end of his term. And, April, May, we've had a bit of a vacuum for that period of time. I guess that both the board and the organisation need some leadership, and we had to get on and put somebody into the chair. So that's what's happened, and for me it's just moving forward now. It's about what happens next and getting on and facing some of those challenges, not least of all the environment that we're operating in with the pandemic.
Thank you very much for your time. That is Greg Barclay from the ICC.